I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Employers will face tough competition for talent in the 2017-18 job market thanks to a seven-year growth streak in the college labor market, according to Michigan State University's Recruiting Trends, the largest annual survey of employers in the nation. This year's graduates will enter one of the longest sustained periods of job growth, which puts them at an advantage, says Phil Gardner, survey author and director of MSU's Collegiate Employment Research Institute.
This year, it's another good year. I mean, we're on a roll. We've been on a roll. This is the eighth year in a row where we've seen opportunities continue to increase. And I said the last four have been at double digits. It's unheard of since we started Trends 47 years ago. And nobody, you know, that goes back further than that since World War II, we've had this long of a sustained labor market. And it's even got carried over into the national labor market. We've been fortunate. We recovered a little bit faster than the national market. But again, commentary by those that follow the bigger labor market have also said we're in new territory because we've never had a sustained growth without a downturn. And, you know, we're looking, as we look ahead, we see a couple more years before, you know, we might have to be more cautious, assuming no black swans from Washington, D.C.
Fueled by turnover and company growth, Gardner says hiring is expected to increase 19%, driven by a 15% increase for bachelor's degrees and 40% for associate's degrees.
Well, it's just a number of factors have come together in all at once. One is we've just had continual growth, particularly in small, medium-sized companies. It often doesn't capture the imagination of the national media and stuff as they focus on the Fortune 500 companies, but a lot of growth there. And even among the bigger companies, there's been steady growth and recovery. And what's happened is a lot of people had growth and then they deferred hiring and waited because they didn't want to add people not knowing with uncertainty or what they wanted to do. And so they've come in surges to hire, and now we've passed that and we've just got regular hiring. The other big factor is that turnover has been really high. It may be slowed down of late, but it's been very high and probably the number one issue that most HR or organizations are dealing with is the turnover. And that was not unexpected. I mean, we know that people have been sitting in their jobs for a long time as they came out of this recession. Salaries have been pretty stagnant until just recently. And so there's a desire for a new job, higher salary, and to obtain that, people are going to have to move companies. The third thing is retirements. There are sectors and even subsectors in manufacturing where retirements are an issue, but universally it's not the thing that's propelling the labor market as forward as much as some people might think.
He says employers are interested in hiring prepared students from all majors, and employers are looking for what Gardner calls boundary-spanning skills, more commonly known as soft skills.
When you focus down on college recruiting and who's on campus and have been traditionally on campus, you know, you always see the computer science, the engineering, the accounting, and the business. But really what we're seeing is, again, because of the competitive nature of the labor market, the fact that prepared supply is not as big anymore. I mean, we've reached the supply limit. Companies are going to have to, one, expand their pool and who they consider in that pool and look at some alternative majors. You know, an example would be computer science or IT, where they think they need a computer science, somebody that's into software development, hardware development. That's not what they really want. They really want somebody that can manage content and manipulate web pages and websites and do some basic social media. And we have people, you know, now they look in, I can look over in humanities, communication arts and things, and they find those people with those skills and they get kind of excited, but it's kind of hard. The other thing is, though, the emphasis is on prepared, because the focus is on these broader, what I now call boundary spanning skills rather than soft skills. I don't like that term, but soft skills. But this ability to work across functional groups, across different types of organizations, across different kinds of different cultural groups, or working with people from very different backgrounds, whether it's a cultural background, socioeconomic background, being able to manage projects which require multiple skills that are not necessarily found in a disciplinary training. That remains the number one challenge when we ask them, okay, you're in an 8-year competitive market now, what's your biggest challenge? Well, overall, it's soft skills, the lack of qualified soft skills to meet the demands in the job. Technical skills are in the top 5, but down lower. And what you see is a kind of an interesting division. You see the old economy, which is the production side of the economy, so construction and utilities and manufacturing, they're high in technical skills and competition. When you get on the what we call the big service side of the economy, that's everything else. And most of your engineers now are in engineering services. The number one problem is soft skills.
Students will need internships or some kind of professional opportunities to be competitive in the job market, and companies will wait to hire the right person.
What does he mean by right? That means, have you had a professional opportunity in a workspace that's non-academic, that's more in line of where you're going? Does it have to be an internship? No, that's where most of the employers will look. But it needs to be some type of work experience. And there's a number of employers that offer summer employment for hourly wage that's not bound by the conditions of an internship. They're just as valid, but it needs to be a professional work experience. And students that haven't really integrated their undergraduate experience, they've done a lot of things, but they're all in separate little boxes, and they haven't integrated because that hinders them from developing their story. So if you got 5 minutes to tell about yourself, employers don't want to sit there and hear about, well, this is my major, and I graduated from MSU, and I came from Dearborn. They all know that. It's on your resume. It's in all the information in front of them. What they really want to know is how the previous 4 years or 5 years at Michigan State have transformed you into what, and what do you have to offer? And a lot of them don't think in those terms. They take class or they take an experience and they think that they got something out of it, and they don't necessarily relate it to the next experience and the next experience and then weave a whole. But the bottom line is, companies are just not going to fill a job because they have it open. And if they can't find the right person this year, they'll wait till next year. For these employers, it's not an easy task right now. Their students don't have the soft skills, technical skills. It's highly competitive. A lot of companies out there that are really good companies aren't offering jobs that kids are particularly interested in. How do you frame those jobs? How do you align those jobs so that they have more initial appeal for a young person?
Employers are seeking to cultivate future talent at an earlier age, says Gardner, and want enthusiastic, hard workers more than anything else.
So now you have 18, 19, 20-year-olds that have never had a lot of work experience, other than working in the cafeteria or working at a fast food or some kind. And that's not to dismiss those kind of jobs, but they haven't had a lot of experience, so they don't have a lot on their resume. So what do employers look for when they're looking at these very young people? And it might surprise people, the number one thing they look for is enthusiasm. Do you really want to be in this company? Are you really willing to try this? Are you excited about being here? So there's a lot of emphasis put on how genuine these students are. They don't care about their experience. They don't even care sometimes what majors they are. They're just trying to, because they know they can change majors. The second thing is, will they work hard? Will they come in here and really, put down the devices and learn how to work in a professional environment?
Google the Michigan State University Recruiting Trends Report for more. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.